For the longest time, scientists thought that only particular species of insects were eusocial. But did you know that they discovered that a certain mammal is eusocial? And, Yael, here's the kicker. It's the sausage with fangs, the naked mole rat.
Yuck! Why don't you keep your metaphors to yourself, Don, and start by telling us what it means for a creature to be eusocial.
A species of insect is eusocial if it meets these main criteria. Many adults, including various generations of them, live together as a colony. They cooperate in building the nest and caring for the young. And there is some form of a reproductive hierarchy. Often this means there is a single queen who births all of the colony's offspring. Bees, ants, wasps, and termites are all examples of eusocial critters.
Sounds good. But there's one thing you might clarify, particularly since it is the very detail that held scientists back from classifying the naked mole rat as the first eusocial mammal.
What's that?
For a creature to be considered eusocial, there should be some permanent physical trait that distinguishes castes of the colony from one another. For instance, the queen ant has wings, but the worker ants do not. In the case of the naked mole rat, the queen has specialized vertebrae that make her body longer than her cohorts. The extra length allows her to fit through the narrow tunnels of the home, despite carrying up to 27 fetuses at a time.
27? Yikes. I guess that's the downside of being the queen of the colony. Can you imagine if humans were eusocial?
That's not something I care to think about.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.